It became synonymous with the term bodies in the barrels, but the winds of change have arrived in Snowtown. The South Australian town is set to become the state's largest and the nation's second largest wind farm. From Adelaide, Caroline Winter reports.
It was one of the nation's worst and most high-profile mass murders and put Snowtown in South Australia's mid-north on the map for all the wrong reasons after eight murder victims were found in barrels of acid in a disused bank there in 1999.
It's your brother Barry. I thought you should know I'm on my way to Queensland. I don't know if I'm going to hitch all the way or catch the bus. Don't reckon I'll be home for a while.
The story has been immortalised in film and written about time and time again. But for locals, the notoriety has also brought tourist dollars.
Friends rang up and they were horrified, but it's good for Snowtown. It brings a lot of people in and they spend money here.
Max Atkinson is a retired farmer and has lived in Snowtown all his life. 14 years after the gruesome discovery, the Snowtown community is moving on and using the town's 135th anniversary to rebrand itself. Phil Hyde owns the Snowtown Hotel.
Snowtown is a fourth-generation farming community. That's the primary reason it's here. But having the wind farm's just something extra. And maybe might be the wind farm capital of Australia one day, who knows.
When completed, the $700 million wind farm and its 137 turbines will be the largest in the state. Alan Large again.
It's awakening for the town. There's people employed on the wind farm. Eventually there'll probably be 8 to 9 people fully involved that actually live in the town. The businesses surrounding the place at the moment while the building is going on are making a good living out of it.
He's organising today's birthday celebrations, when the first stage of the 90-turbine extension to the existing wind farm will open. Graham Purchase is from wind farm company Trust Power.
By October next year, this one wind farm will be providing 10% of South Australia's electricity, which is pretty impressive.
He says up to 40 farmers in the region will be the big winners, especially during times of unpredictable weather.
The farmers benefit by getting paid royalties for having turbines on their property, so it's brought wealth to the region.
Locals will tell you they've always been proud of their town, and as the winds of change blow through Snowtown, the 400-strong community is more optimistic than ever.
Caroline Winter.